Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. I couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We'll get to last night's game here in just a moment, but some tough news from the baseball world yesterday, specifically for your Cleveland Guardians. Former Cy Young winner Shane Bieber was scratched from his Friday rehab start scheduled today in AA Akron with soreness in his right elbow. Bieber will conduct his next steps with Dr. Keith Meister, which I saw some potential concern over what may be of Bieber's future going to the surgeon as opposed to the team facilities first. I mean, is that cause for concern for the long term? Because we were expecting him to be back today. 3 innings, 50 pitches, and now we're not even going to get that.
I'm very concerned.
This stinks. I told Ken the way that the news came down was not kind of an innocent thing. Like, had it have been, hey, he's not going to start for this game anymore, but hey, don't worry, it's nothing big, it's just a scheduling thing. The way that there seemed to be a hush from everybody involved with the Guardians yesterday, I didn't like that at all.
They were talking with the doctor, or were they talking with the surgeon?
Dr. Keith Meister, yes.
Yeah, they met with team doctors first, and now he's going to talk to the Keith Meister.
Yeah, I'm not. That is not good.
Making copies.
That is scary. I hope I'm just overreacting to this, but that is not good. I'm not interested in that whatsoever. It seems like a real big blow. And now I got to wonder about the rest of it because this just feels terrible.
Well, here's what happened. I allowed myself to get excited. I was hearing some people around the team start to talk about his rehab and how good he was looking, just kind of doing bullpen sessions. And it got me excited. I started to think, my God, what is this? Look at everything is starting to normalize with our starters. Like, what is our rotation going to look like when it matters come postseason? And I started penciling him in there, which obviously probably shouldn't do until we actually see him pitch.
Old Rustin Mitch face over there, he was going to the game.
Oh, that's right.
He still is going
this
to
whole
the
thing,
game.
This whole thing, by the way, he was supposed to start Thursday. I had set up my plans for Thursday. Then he gets moved back to Friday. I'm like, okay, maybe it would be a tight day. And now we get to this day, I buy the tickets, I set everything up, we're going to be sitting under the box so we won't get wet, and it's what are me and my dad going to talk about tonight?
Well, you talk about a few things, and you can leave if you want. It's a minor league baseball game, you ain't got to stay the whole time.
If Bieber had pitched longer than 3 innings, we might have stayed a little bit longer. The plans might change.
Wonderful topic that is not about last night related on this.
Absolutely.
Well,
what is your date thinking if you've moved it twice, revolving around Shane Bieber instead of
Hey, she's a baseball fan. She's very aware of how good Bieber is.
Okay, because I was going to go, what were you going to say if Shane Bieber was there? You guys just going to talk about Shane Bieber the whole time?
I mean, he's a Cy Young Award pitcher. He's a handsome man. There's a lot of things to talk about with Bieber.
A new dad, right?
Yeah. Bieber, not...
I never went to any baseball games with a significant other expecting to stay the whole time. Moving on there, man.
Well, that was mine and my wife's first date at the Indians game.
Was it really?
We talked about Corey Kluber's whip the whole time.
Liz and I didn't go to a baseball game until after we were married.
Well, and look how it's going. She's not even at your house right now.
True.
Speaking of the Guardians, last night they lose their series finale in the Bronx yesterday, 4-0. Ha ha, Mitch loves it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did not love the Guardians straining the bases in the seventh inning, which is the last stretch potentially four runs. Manager Steven Vogt not liking it either.
Very frustrating. Obviously, you know, we want to at least get one there, but you know, you feel like you get a little bit of a break on the throw to third there and get the bases loaded, one out. Obviously, Tim Hill's one of the best lefties relievers, and it's a tough matchup for Bo, and you know, but of course we'd like to get a run there. We just weren't able to.
I might be collecting some things for a fire, by the way.
John Kenzie is batting now 150, and I heard, baseball guys are gonna get mad, I heard Rick Manning talking about it on TV. Once Rick says it, you can't yell at me. That's a former ball player there. Why don't you just try one time to take your hands and put them up by your ear? Just hold the bat in a normal way and not keep it down there, because all you do is pop it up. All you do is undercut the ball and pop it up or strike out.
Spoken from a true baseball coach. Like, you've been telling these kids what to do.
It's not real.
Can I do a glass half full?
Let's hear it.
On the Guardians? Because we knew when we saw the pitching matchups.
Well, they're still 33 and 28. There's no reason to be down in the mouth on the Guardians.
No, but here's my bigger point is that you took on the big bad Yankees. Aaron Judge was batting almost 400 coming into this series. You only gave up in total 7 runs in 3 games to that team.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Their place where pop-ups are all 3-run home runs.
They gave up one in the first game that was a routine fly ball to right field.
I think even like Yankee fans would admit, like, yeah, the Guardians pitching is the real deal. Like, that's pretty damn... And, you know, they didn't even know who was starting for us yesterday. To only give up 7 runs to that team, I know this is loser's lament and we lost, so we got to find a silver lining. But I kind of saw the pitching matchups for the series. I'm like, we're probably gonna win one of these games. But 7 runs, I think you can build on that.
They did split the season series, and I don't think a lot of Yankees fans would have expected that going into the start of the 2025 season. We'll see where it goes from there, potentially in the playoffs. Speaking of playoffs, last night in the NBA Finals, Game 1, for the fourth consecutive series, the Indiana Pacers pull off the epic comeback, 111-110. Tyrese Haliburton hits the jumper with 0.3 seconds remaining. Haliburton talked about it in the postgame, and it doesn't sound like Haliburton at first, but he eventually comes around.
I don't know. I think we're just a really resilient group. We just do a great job of just sticking in and just, you know, settling into the game. And, you know, through the course of the game, it felt like it could get ugly. Who knows where this game is heading? I thought we did a great job of just walking them down. You know, when it gets to 15, you know, you can panic or you can talk about how do we get it to 10? How do we get it to 5? And from there, so.
I have said it before. The Pacers hate watch is off for me at this point. I've come to the fifth stage acceptance.
Are you rooting for the Pacers, Lima?
It's a great question because normally in Cleveland, when a team bounces us, gets the best of us, we hate them. We hate them with every fiber of our being. And that's just not the case with this Pacers. It's almost like our fans have blamed us for the loss. Not necessarily, even though they hit a game winner, they had crazy heroics. Right. Five games, well, the fact that it was team. Five games. I can't remember a Cleveland team that a team that beat Cleveland where our fans are actually saying that, but I've seen a ton of that.
I think I blame the Cavs in so many more ways, but that tends to take away from credit for the Pacers, which they're never out of a game. People like comebacks, people like American stars, people like guys who are never give up guys. People like physical basketball. That's five things I named off the top of my head right there. But then there's a bunch of people saying they don't like the NBA. They don't want to watch this series.
No, I've accepted that Halliburton's a superstar. I've just been more frustrated with the fact that, and it goes back to my theory that I've been spouting.
Yes.
The Indiana is about to become the center of the basketball universe, especially if the Pacers win the title. And it's going to get, unfortunately, very annoying.
The Mitch Doctrine is out there as he visited the, what is that? What arena is that or fieldhouse is that?
Gamebridge Fieldhouse.
Yeah, he is terrified of that place.
I'm not terrified of the place.
That's all you talk about.
I was not expecting it to be so, like, deep into the ground, basically.
You acted like it was Thunderdome.
It was a sellout crowd for the Fever Sky opener. It was a loud arena.
A lot of people want to see Caitlin Clark.
And a lot of people seemingly want to see the Pacers here when they come back for
Game 3.
But I don't
know if anybody's sitting there going, oh, we can't play at Gamebridge Fieldhouse.
Well, here's what Thunder might be changing, Games 3 and 4. Finally, we had the news yesterday, Aaron Rodgers signing a one-year contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers, pending a physical. The 41-year-old Rodgers shaking up the AFC North. This is Tom Pelissero's report from yesterday, saying that it was inevitable.
This is something that the Steelers had been focused on for months. And as much as Aaron Rodgers mulled his options, including retirement, including potential other playing options, it had been apparent for a couple months that if he was going to play, it was going to be in Pittsburgh.
I still would have loved to have seen the reality of if he had just up and retired and what the Steelers would have had to do next.
Is it a house money season for the Pittsburgh Steelers fans? Because I wanted to tell them that, great, you've hinged your hopes and dreams to a guy who was contemplating retirement for most of this offseason there. I'm sure that's going to work out well for you. But I would think that a lot of Steelers fans would think this way. If they lose a bunch of games, Tomlin's probably going to be gone. They're going to get a high draft pick. It's a better quarterback class in 2026.
So finally get what probably a lot of their fans are clamoring for. Because it's gotten stale over there big time. They don't care about just making the playoffs. It does not matter to them. We throw parades if we make the playoffs. Just the two.
I got emotional
teams
on the radio.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
You and I cried on the radio.
We both did.
It was a great morning. I don't care. Which
blubbering idiots.
Is Pony listening to us right now? Because he just put out Twitter actions brought to you by Schaubin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Good morning. It's a great day to come to your senses and realize Aaron Rodgers is no longer a good quarterback. It's a liberating feeling.
Well, that's very interesting because he is the quarterback, and to go in, like, what would he have rather had? Mason Rudolph?
Brandon Carson calls Pony a moron. You know what? His mentions are not as nasty as they usually are.
I was going to ask, how many of the 115,000 people are with and for against Pony right now?
Steeler Dave says, what's liberating is knowing you're wrong about absolutely everything.
I saw their win total at 8.5.
Steve says, so he signs with Pittsburgh, and now all of a sudden you wake up and realize he sucks. That's a good line. Well done by that guy. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it for about last night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.